Rosh Hashanah, literally head of the year, is the first day of the Jewish New Year. In the Bible, it is called Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets. This day commemorates the creation of the world and man, but it also remembers God's judgment. According to the Jewish tradition, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, God opens the judgment books in heaven and weighs the previous year's deeds of each one. Everyone's fate will be eventually sealed 10 days later on Yom Kippur. For this reason, the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is marked by a deep reflection and repentance and reparation for one's faults. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone exchanges greetings saying, "Have a good year, Shana Tova," but also "May we be inscribed in the Book of Life for a good year." It is believed that during that time, God decides who will leave this world during the year that has just begun. In the afternoon or the evening of Rosh Hashanah, there is a custom to go to a river or a natural body of water to participate in a ceremony called Tashlich, during which pockets are symbolically emptied as a sign of getting rid of personal sins. This tradition comes from the book of Micah, where we read, "You shall cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." The ceremony takes place close to the water, also because the fish that live in it do not close their eyes, which is a reference to God's eyes that are always open and see all human deeds. So what are some of the New Year's customs? On the evening of Rosh Hashanah, there is a very festive meal. The dishes that are served have a symbolic meaning related to the holiday. On the New Year's table, we will find a round challah showing the continuity of each year and the repetitive nature of seasons. Challah and apples are also found on the table and are dipped in honey, which is a metaphor for God's blessing and the desire for the coming year to be filled with sweetness. There are also dates. Their Hebrew meaning can be translated as "the bitterness will end." Pomegranates, with their numerous seeds, symbolize the multitude of good deeds that we can accomplish every year. The festive atmosphere fills the homes and souls with hope, but it also calls everyone to turn to God in order to receive the grace to be ones He really wants us to be.